Okay, welcome everyone. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is class number one for Powerful, Passionate, and Fabulous. You may or may not know me well, but what I do is I am a coach that specializes in personal power and money, and I use tapping or emotional freedom technique as my primary modality, and we'll be doing a lot of tapping in the class today, but I also incorporate the chakras into my work. So before we get started, when you signed up for this program, you may have noticed on the big long page with all the information about the class, there was a personal note from me on that page. And I want to talk a little bit about that because it's why this kind of work, why I do this work in the lower chakras and why I find it to be so important. You know, when I became an EFT person, a tapping person, and started using, you know, deciding to change my whole life from corporate America to leaping into the unknown, which I know a lot of you guys have done or are trying to do right now, leaping into the unknown and become an expert in the tapping world, or to even have a vision that big that said I could become an expert in the tapping world. I did a lot of, I took a lot of action that was very known and comfortable for me. With my background in engineering, I did a lot of learning, a lot of study, and a lot of applications. Clients coming in to really apply the material and become very, very expert at what I was doing. And it was great to be in the Tapping World Summit. I got to get a lot of publicity and attention for being an expert in tapping. My practice grew. The issue that I felt was when I woke up every day knowing that this was my dream, this was what I had wanted, this is what I had planned, this is what I had been searching for, I didn't really feel like I was living my dream. I kind of felt like I had another day job, just like I felt in corporate America. And it's kind of a strange feeling. And all of that changed when I met Reese, because when I started to learn about the chakras and the way that he teaches the chakras, and I started to do the work that I'm going to be walking you through in this program, which comes from my personal process and my personal work. You know, all the work I do, you kind of get a view into my life because it comes from me and my work and my process and the work that I've done with thousands of people as well. So what I do with me, I immediately start doing with people and I work it through and say, hey, this is a really cool process. That becomes what I do in these programs. So when I started to really do this work and understand particularly the lower chakras, which is where all of your power is, the upper chakras, I was very comfortable with. I was very comfortable with my ability to learn, my creative mind, my brilliance, my thinking quality. I was very comfortable with all of the law of attraction ideas of abundance and prosperity and visualizing and picturing things and focusing on a goal. I was really comfortable with that. But what I didn't feel coming into my job every day, even though it was supposed to be my dream job, was this bigger charge of energy, excitement, and passion. I just didn't quite feel it. And so when I started to do this chakra work, that it really changed everything because I started to feel and hear more of who I was in my work. I started to take bigger steps. I started to ask myself, what am I being called to do? Because I can feel the calling in me, not something that I could have thought out or figured out or thought through. And when I felt that calling, the things that I was being called to do, I was going to need more charisma, more personal power, more willingness to stand up and be alive and on fire and be seen than I had ever had to carry in my life, besides just being, okay, I'm willing to be seen as a really smart person. I had never really carried that kind of power before and don't have really any personal role models in my life who, you know, I don't really know Oprah personally, right? So I don't have many of us don't have actual people in our life that we're in a personal relationship with that literally carry that kind of energy. And so it was with this work with the chakras that we're going to go through in this class that made a massive change for me. And as I changed, the entire universe noticed. I started hearing from people, from my subscribers, from people in my programs, from people I met everywhere, totally different comments. People watching my videos. I stepped into doing video work, which I had been afraid to do before, and people would say things to me like, I really feel how much you care, Margaret. I feel your heart. I feel your humanity. You give me permission to be me and be flawed and be okay with that and love myself. And so I went from being really expert and smart and good at what I did in tapping to being somebody that connected with people in a totally different way. And you know what? Way funner to be the real me instead of the super smart expert teacher of this class. Okay, that's kind of fun, but it's way funner to be me. The me that I am, that you'll hear on these classes, is the me that I am with my friends, with my family. Well, it's a little more serious version of me because in my personal life, I'm probably the goofiest person you will ever meet. But I get to be more me. I don't have to pretend to be somebody else. And it's the me that rises up from my lower chakras, because your lower chakras is where your power, your vulnerability, your intuition come from. Your intuition is mostly a second chakra kind of thing. It's also where your passion rises up and mixes with your mission and creates enthusiasm. Right? It's also where your power center, which is your second chakra, comes up to your third chakra and creates a person of charisma, right? That everybody notices when they walk into the room. So the lower chakras is where our power is. The upper chakras is where our mission and our spiritual side are. And those are fabulous chakras. Most of us are already pretty comfortable up there. It's down in the lower stuff that we want to see and clear those conflicts, because when we do, the upside for you is a bigger charge. Not a bigger charge of somebody else's energy or energy that you should have or that you need to have. A bigger charge of your own God-given birthright energy flowing up through you into your life, into your mission, into everything that you do. Now, as I just said, all of your power really comes from your second chakra, the power to actually do things in your life. But unfortunately, it's also where we go into battle with our power. So when we deal with the first, second, and third chakras, that's where we will also see that instead of allowing our power to flow up and flow out, we can be instead in battle with our power. For example, someone wrote in on the Q&A line already before the class started. She said, Margaret, I have a question. Can you address, I feel okay. I feel okay or safe being seen as failing, but the problem comes in feeling safe as being seen as succeeding or successful. That is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. When you are not comfortable on some level with your own success, and if you don't allow yourself to have a lot of success and the reward that comes with it in your life in the form of money, attention, pleasure, everything, when you're not comfortable with that or being seen as successful as she's asking, all that means is that at the second chakra, you have made a vow to not carry power in some way, shape, or form. You've made a vow to not carry your own power, right? Not good, right? Not a vow that we want to walk around with. And so this is a vow that we want to have. Find out how it works in us, because we all have this vow in some way. I vow to not be powerful. to have an aha moment, to really start to see it, to feel it, and to work through it. And this really is a first and second chakra issue. Okay, so the goal in this program is to bring us from where we are now, lukewarm or medium, all the way up to what I say is red hot, right? And red hot means passion, enthusiasm, charisma, which I can guarantee you is way more fun than lukewarm, way more fun than medium to be red hot, okay? Okay, so in order I like to set the stage on how important it is to work in these lower chakras, because this isn't pretty work. It's not beautiful work. It's not meditative work. It doesn't feel spiritual. There's not a ton of affirmations in the first part of this teleclass that we're going to do. It's harsh work, right? It's work that takes courage. Right, and I know you can do it. You wouldn't have signed up for the class if you hadn't. It's work that 99.9% of the people that you will meet would run screaming from. That's the kind of work I'm going to ask you to do in these classes. That's why I like to say this out loud, because it needs to be said. You are doing work that takes courage, that is hard, and I totally honor and get that I'm asking you to do things that are really hard and take courage in this class, and I honor you for being in this with me and working through it with me, okay? So that being said, we're going to start with today is called really loving your first chakra. Now, in tapping, we often say, I love and accept myself. It's part of the basic phrase of tapping, and I noticed even for myself that that's could be, sometimes it's just a rote thing that I say. So in this class today, we're going to look at how much do you really, really love your first chakra, which for the purposes of this class, we're talking about your body. Okay, your body is your first chakra. Your first chakra is your body. It's everything solid. It represents the solidity in your life. You know, when you came down from spirit and you were born, you came into a body and you immediately had a first chakra, which is the physical nature of us. It's also a level of consciousness. It's the level of consciousness of everything that's solid in my life, my body level of consciousness. Because it's only through our body that we actually know that we can't walk through walls, right? Because we bump into them with our body. So our body shows us that we are solid, that we are physical, that we are real. It's the foundation of power that everything else in our energy system is built on. The first chakra also represents the other thing in your life that is as real as your body and the floors and the wall, which is your belief systems. And so as we do the work today, you will all hear with some of the belief systems from your family, because it often sets up a lot of the judgments that we have and the rejection that we have around our bodies. Okay? And so I want to start by having everyone take a nice deep breath, and I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to tune into your body. And for some people, they find it easier to actually visualize their body, like you're looking at a mirror image of you. You know, there you are as you're dressed today. And I just want you to consider your body. And I want you to let your mind run through the past. And I want you to come up with a time that your body has really let you down physically, really disappointed you. Maybe there was an illness or an issue with something in your body that required, that created pain. Your body didn't recover properly, or you needed intervention medically. Or maybe there's something physically about your body that you felt all your life, my body's let me down. It's not the way you want it to be. It's not perfect in some way. So I want you to think about that and say that out loud, my body's let me down. And just measure that on a scale of 1 to 10 on how true that feels. And also note if there's some real specific things about your body that come up when you think, my body let me down. Now, if you don't have something that's really strong there, you can also think about a time in the past that maybe you were insulted about your body, that someone, some jerk, insulted you about the physical nature of your body. Sometimes it's a parent, right? And so I want you to tune into that as an alternative. And just notice how intense that past insult is. Often when we go to a past event where we were really insulted about our body, there's an element of feeling shocked there, feeling blindsided by it, right? Feeling really almost like the rug got pulled out from under us. We didn't see that insult coming, so it was a shock. We never, especially if we were younger, it never occurred to us that there was something wrong with our body until that minute. And it's very painful. Okay. So we're going to do some tapping to start, just to get everybody going, and then I'm going to take some feedback. So I'm just going to guess and use a lot of words to cover lots of different situations. Okay. There's often I find people who've had serious diseases or illnesses or syndromes in their body, like cancer or any kind of gynecological issues or injuries or pains in their body that have really created an anger or a lack of forgiveness at our body, in addition to times in our life where we may have gotten severely insulted around our body, especially if we were overweight as children or had something different or awkward about our body as children. You know, for me, I had these skinny little stick legs and I was pigeon-toed, so my knees literally faced each other. So I had this little funny way of walking and funny way of looking. You know, in all my pictures, you see my little brothers and sisters and there's my two knees facing each other. Right? I was knock-kneed and pigeon-toed. And so that's my memory of that there's just this something's not right about me. There's something wrong with me that's not supposed to be wrong, that other people don't have, that makes me something, right? Weaker than other people, awkward than other people. And so my whole MO as a child was that I was klutzy and awkward and walked funny. So I want you to really tune into that, and we're going to do some tapping, okay? Now, with this kind of tapping, we're already almost feeling it, right? So we just go right through the tapping points. So tapping through the points. There's my body. There it is. It's always been my body. And there's always been things wrong with it. I learned young to reject parts of my body. I came through only knowing acceptance of my body. Didn't even occur to me. My body just was part of me. But I quickly learned, and it was a shock, that bodies can let you down, that there was something wrong with my body. And that's been proven to me over and over. Because my body's let me down. It's really let me down. It's caused me pain, suffering, embarrassment, humiliation. I've been insulted, laughed at, talked about, and I criticize my body too. There's something just not good enough, just not perfect, not even close. It's not the body I really want. Why would I want to be super conscious of my physical body? I don't want to be in this body. I don't really like it. It's let me down. It's caused me suffering. I've been at war with this body. I have hated this body. I've tried to negotiate with this body. I've tried to fix it. Others have tried to fix it. And I just can't get there. So many things wrong with my body. And some of them feel unforgivable. Unforgivable. The truth is, I reject my body. I reject my physical body. I want to love it. I want to love myself. But it's hard to love my physical body. Why would I want to be more conscious of it? I totally reject my physical body. And I am right about this. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so, a lot of negative stuff, right? Some pretty harsh words. You know, again, I don't make these up. I hear them from thousands of people all the time. And, of course, all of these words have gone through my head, through all of our heads. And it's amazing when we say it out loud. It is kind of shocking how negative it is. Okay, so I just want you to check in with that. Check in with the my body's let me down or my body's unforgivable. And just see where you are now and see if the intensity's come down a little bit. Sometimes when we are staying very dissociated from our body, we'll feel okay about it, and then we'll do a tapping round like that, and we'll feel worse because we'll start to actually have tapped into what's really under there that we're staying sort of dissociated from, that there's some loathing and some self rejection in there that we don't even let ourselves be aware of. Okay, it doesn't mean it's not there. Okay, this is really important. When we reject ourselves at the most basic level, which is our body level, there's no way we can actually feel how energy moves and flows through our body and energy field. If we don't allow ourselves to be fully present in our body. Okay, so I'm coming to New York, New York.
Well, I started with this 8. I, too, have the water and the tissues. I'm prepared.
Okay.
A lot of things came up because when you did the first free one, a lot of stuff came up.
Yeah.
This time, it just, I don't even know quite how to describe it. It's just kind of so powerful. So many physical things have happened in my body, from having scoliosis and not knowing it until I was 30, very severe, and miraculously that got healed, from having complete degeneration of my spine, which they said would not, you know, ever be recovered. And in the past couple of years, that's been recovering. I feel better in my body. But I recognize that when we were tapping that, for me, guilt really triggers a lot of physical reactions when I think about the health of my body. And one of the biggest things that happened was, like I said, when my mother died, I really went into a big slump. But a friend asked me to go to the Bahamas with her to relax, and I was having a great time. We came in the afternoon, but that next morning, I was totally paralyzed. I could not move. I couldn't get my body to move, and that just hit me when we were tapping. It was like, what happened that I couldn't move? And it was hours before I could move. I woke up very early and was like, I couldn't even almost speak to say anything, and I didn't want to wake, the woman up. And I just really couldn't move. And as we were tapping, I just really got that there's so much that goes on in this lower level that I realized is whatever this fear is, it was like I couldn't move. And then a year later, I had a super spasm from the top of my head down to the bottom, and I had to, inch my way to the phone, and my chiropractor came and worked on me. But I it's so confusing because I feel like there's a lot of fear that triggers a lot of emotional, a lot of things in my body. But as we're tapping, I went from an 8 to a 6 because as I'm looking at it, even though I don't have the answer, I actually feel better even not having an answer as to why that happened and why that was so frightening for me and sometimes still is, because I don't know what I did that made that happen.
Yeah, and so when we decide to shut down levels of consciousness, like our first and second chakra, okay, if the consciousness is still there, right, the body is still reacting, the body still has energy moving, our second chakra will still be interacting with the world and reacting, and it's still our power center, and there's power and energy and emotions and rage and fear broiling there, okay? We've just decided to not be conscious of it anymore, to not listen to those messages, to not let our body, our first chakra, or our second chakra, or any of our chakras, give us guidance, right? And so when we start to open it up and feel and experience our first chakra again, even going from an 8 to a 6 of sort of reducing the anger at your body or the lack of acceptance, which means you're going up in acceptance, that it's like a logarithmic scale, right? It's like a massive 100-fold increase in starting to hear the wisdom of your body and feel what's happening in you, what you're being drawn to, what your body is telling you for messages. Is a 100-fold increase, when we get a two-point increase in accepting our body, right? So it doesn't mean that we know all the answers at once, but it means like, hey, I'm starting to listen.
Right.
Okay, cool. Very great. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to come to Crestone, Colorado.
Hi, Margaret. This is Faye.
Hello.
Hi. That was really very interesting, that session. I have been a body worker and a healer working with energy and my own body for over 30 years. So when my knees started buckling and all the energy was drained from me as we were doing that tapping, I realized that I had never, ever, ever addressed what we tapped on, even after doing all this tapping in the last couple of months from the 7 levels class that I was in, and then since then, my own tapping. So I started out as a 7, and I've had to be very conscious of my body because I've had some diseases that I've cured naturally, and that's why I was quite surprised at my reaction. After the tapping, I went down to a 4.5 about, and like Alfie, after the tapping finished and I felt like I had to sit down because it was draining me, I actually felt elated and really, really happy about discovering that level of myself that I never knew about, and it's very rich for me.
Yeah, awesome. And remember that, you know, as we do lots of work, we become ready to do more work. We never quite, we're like onions, right? I remember Shrek, he said, you know, like an onion. We have layers. And so the work that you've done so far, you know, gave you permission to go there to this level today, right?
It's very
now,
surprising.
Because you're a healer, you are going to be called to do more work on yourself, right? You're going to be called. Your energy system, your mission, your calling is going to be like, yeah, that might have been good enough for most people, but we expect you to go the next level.
Well, that actually has been happening, not on the healing, physically healing aspect. Well, actually, it has been in the financial area. And I just made a huge leap. And so that's another reason why I was very surprised at my reaction to this level. For me now, it's more of a heart-opening aspect in my development, because this is love that I was withholding from myself, and I had no idea.
Yeah, and so because when you're a healer, and anybody who's even a coach, you know, that works in that level with people, you know, if you want to get people to love themselves at a 5 to an 8, you need to love yourself at a frickin' 20 and work at it, right? And so, you know, so for you, you know, you're always going to be called to do maybe a little bit more work than you may have expected. you know, and that's what happens when you decide to become a healer, right? You know, Carolyn May says, you want to be a healer? You know, you got to get up in the morning and eat glass for breakfast, right? Because it is a true calling to really do your own work at a level that's further than even your clients are doing, right? So you know, that's an awesome comment, because it speaks to all of the people who are healers on the call, right? And when you can do that, when you can be conscious of the negative stuff that goes on every day at our own body, like, holy cow, I'm pretty negative, you know, I'm pretty hard on myself. Just being conscious of that and working through it and saying, even though I freaking hate my body, I love and accept my body, and that's what I'm going with, right? When you can do that in an honest way, you hold that field so congruently for your client. So when they come in and they do not love and accept their body, you're not giving it lip service, right?
Right.
You really can hold that first. It allows you to hold the first chakra field in a much more powerful way. So if you're working with someone with first chakra issues, which is pretty much everybody, now you can hold your first chakra at a much higher level. Right.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. You are like an oak tree, woman. All right. I'm going to take, go ahead. I'm going to go to one more. I think it's Kathy.
Margaret, is that me?
Yeah, that's you, Kathy.
Oh, hello. I focused on the fact that I had breast cancer, and that ranked me at about an 8, and then I've had some issues with my pelvic muscles, ranked me about a 7. So I pretty much was crying and feeling sick before we even started the tap. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Yay. And then afterwards, I was down to a 6 with the breast cancer and a 5 with the pelvic muscles. And, you know, I'm still feeling kind of sick. My heart's beating really fast. But it does feel really good just to acknowledge this. And, you know, part of my life mission after I had the cancer was to help people kind of take the oh, my God, out of the diagnosis. And I'm working on starting a website. And I'm thinking, how can I do that if I'm still carrying around all of this, you know, when it comes to having had it myself? So this is awesome.
Yeah, so give me just a couple, like when you think about the cancer, if you were to, so you're feeling the positive side better, but you know, what would be left in that number that my body let me down? What are some of the judgments that you would say, you know, about your body?
Yeah, that I'm weak, and that's the biggest one, I think, just that I'm weak, and you know, I got something that I couldn't cure myself, or I didn't believe in myself to be able to cure it on my own, even though I do believe that you can. And I was really, really mad at myself for having it. Like, you know, I just felt like I'm imperfect, and, you know, like, what is wrong with me? You know, how did I end up with this?
Right.
Yeah.
So perfect. Thank you for that. So what I want everybody to do before we get to the next round, thanks, Kathy, I'm going to mute you again, is I want now that we've kind of brought it down a little bit, I want you to come up with those judgments. What does it mean? What the thing that you did that your body let you down, or the issues that you have with your body right now, what does it mean about you? What does it force, what kind of a person does it force you into being, right? And so for her, because she's wired to be what we call the charismatic leader and live powerfully, the unforgivable thing for a charismatic leader is to be afraid or to be weak, right? Or sometimes not in control, right? So for other people, the way that their body let them down is it forced them to be like a victim. And that is just unforgivable for them, right? Or it forced me to be someone who couldn't take care of myself anymore. Or this issue that I have and people insulting me about it forced me to be vulnerable. And that's the thing I never want to freaking be. Okay? So I want you to come to that and see what that is for you, because, you know, your body is giving this to you as a gift that looks like a curse. Okay, so we're going to do another round of tapping for this, and then I'll come back and try to get some more comments. People who are on the Q&A line, wow, I'm getting lots and lots of comments. And so, you know, definitely some people saying, after that tapping, I feel worse, right? And again, as I said before, when you feel worse, it means that we've really hit on something that you've tried very, very hard not to feel. Okay, and so you've hit on the emotion that's coming up is energy. It's a flow of energy that's coming out of you, and that amount of energy has been locked down into you by not feeling and letting yourself process and release all of this negative self-talk. Okay, so remember that tapping is a clearing technique. We can use it not as a clearing technique, but as a fixing technique. But I use it as a clearing technique. So we're voicing this stuff so it can come up and out through your voice, through your tears, through your ranting, through your anger, and get released. Okay? So some people are, we got a lot of tears going on people on the webcast, because there's a lot more people on the webcast than on the line. And a lot of people talking about being criticized by their parents when they were very, very young. And some people saying, you know, I'm feeling really numb in my body. I don't feel anything at all. And so basically you've dissociated. When you feel numb in your body, you've left your first chakra and said, not going there. You've just experienced what it's like to dissociate, to leave your first chakra and go sort of up and out and into your head. And so when you do that, what you want to do is just tap on, I refuse to feel this. I refuse to be in my body. It's not safe. I refuse to deal with these issues. I don't want to have a body. I would rather not have a body. I don't want to be in my body at all. And just tapping that way will bring you back into your body. Once you come back into your body, you're going to know pretty quickly why you don't want to be in your body. Okay, which means there's going to be some emotion, some pain, some fear, some anxiety that's there. Probably mostly sadness and anxiety, because that typically is what makes us leave our body. Okay? So just keep tapping through it and knowing that as you tap on the acupuncture points, you are rewiring your nervous system around this. You're releasing the energy and you're changing the pattern of your nervous system around this whole issue. So it's really very powerful. Okay? So we're going to tap through the points because there's a lot of people who are still really, really feeling it. And we're going to bring in some of this judgment, okay? So tapping through the points, maybe I feel a little better. Maybe I feel worse. This is awful. Tuning into my body is terrifying. I do not actually want to go there. It's reminding me that I don't feel safe at a core level. That I'm not in control at a core level. that I am vulnerable and weak at a very basic level. I don't want to feel that. This is terrible. It reminds me that I'm weak, that I'm vulnerable to the opinions and judgments of others, that I'm physically not capable of certain things, not as strong as I want to be, not as powerful as I want to be. Tuning into my body reminds me that I'm insecure. Totally insecure. And that I have a ball of shame that lives in me all the time. I am wired for fear, unsafety, danger, and it's running in me all the time. I do not want to be in my body. I do not want to feel all this emotion. All this emotion. Grief. Pain. A lifetime of sadness. All focused on my body. If I let myself feel this, it could be a volcano, a river of tears, a river of sadness, an unending well of fear. I really don't want to feel all this. It's okay. It's just energy, and it's moving, it's releasing, it's flowing. I've tightened up against it my whole life. My physical muscles have tried to contain it. My mind has been managing this, holding down the lid. I'm moving that energy, sadness, grief, disappointment, fear. It feels good to move that energy. I totally honor myself right now in this work that I'm doing. Because I'm never going to be the same. I'm never going to be the same after this moment. I'm moving this energy. It doesn't feel great, but every cell of my body is rejoicing right now. As I cry a river of tears, every cell in my body is rejoicing with lightness. Every cell in my body is being washed by that river. The truth is, I'm alive. This is my body. I like being alive. I'm glad I have a body. I'm honoring that today at a very basic level. I honor my body. Whew. all this energy moving. I'm so open to lightening this up, letting this go, releasing, unblocking, and unwinding this flow of energy that's been stuck. Just letting it flow up and out from my entire energy field, my nervous system, in every cell of my body, releasing. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And I just want you to notice how you're feeling right now. Okay? Just notice how present you're feeling. There's still emotion flowing, and you're still feeling it. I know there's a part of you that can still observe and say, it's okay. I'm moving this energy. Okay? And just keep tapping. You know, I've asked Reese when I was teaching the class in miracles, I asked him what the miracle at the second chakra is. And he said, very simply, an absolute bona fide 100% miracle at the second chakra would be to actually feel a real feeling. Just feeling a real feeling. And that's what you're doing right now. You're feeling energy move. You're feeling your real feelings. Some of them aren't very good. You're voicing them. You're honoring them. You're letting them be, and you're letting it flow. And notice how when you feel your real feelings, you can actually often feel a sensation of energy moving in your body, particularly in the lower chakra area. Okay? People often feel tingling in their feet, in their legs, in their knees, right? And in their whole pelvic area. Okay, so if you want to give me some feedback on that, you can start to, and that will raise your hand, okay? And then we're going to do another round of tapping, okay? I'm coming to Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, that's me, Uta. Hello.
Hi, Uta.
Well, this has been extremely powerful for me. I wasn't even aware of the stuff going on in my body, but I was sexually abused when I was little, mm-hmm. and I've always had it that my body was the cause of it. Like there was an attraction that people had to my spirit and to my body. So I've been totally suppressing that because I didn't want to. You know, I didn't want to evoke that in other people, so I've really been just holding this down and back, like by spirit, really. And it's just been really amazing to get in touch with that and be able to release that. So thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome. And I know that you're speaking for a lot of other people on the class, right? Because this is a very common issue, and it's incredibly painful. Right, and it creates a very truly, it will create a vow to not carry all of your power, okay, 100%, right, and not because part of your power is your physicality and your sexuality. It's all part of your energy, and so between all of the programs in this class, especially next week, if you have wounding around your sexuality, it's going to come up. Okay, so thank you for bringing that up. Bring it up again next week. And if this is something that you haven't dealt with, you know, this is the time to reach out and to get some more support with that issue, right? Reach out to a therapist, to a licensed person. You can certainly do some tapping with these fabulous practitioners out there. But when you have something come up like this that you haven't quite dealt with, it's going to be intense, and you really want to feel your way through if it's something that you can really handle on your own, okay? So it's always my you know, wish that people have. You know, I wish I could be there and give you a hug, right? But I can't physically be there with you. But you need someone to be there with you, in relationship with you, right, to help you out. And thank you for bringing that up, because it is going to get triggered. And so, you know, the way that you reacted to that, right, it'd be different if, you know, if you had an injury and just broke your arm, right, you would have gotten better. But because this wounded you around your sexuality and around your body image, it's still running you today, right, as opposed to it being something that happened a very long time ago, because the way you reacted to protect against that was to sort of make all these vows about hating your body, and that your body, you were somehow to blame in there, right? So very, very powerful. And I have to say, Uta, that when you do this kind of work, and you clear these kind of issues, you know, what I've often said to practitioners is the person who walks out of your office after clearing something that you just brought up is a completely new person, right? That's how big and powerful the upside for you is in clearing this old stuff.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of work around it, but I've never connected that there's a disassociation for my body, like, you know, that I was still pushing my body away, like pushing it down, like, you know, don't get, you know, don't express too much, don't, you know, don't be out there too much. It just is this block, and I really got, you know, that's releasing. I mean, that's really powerful for me.
Yeah, and you know, that was a great coping mechanism that let you survive, right?
Exactly.
It really did. But to thrive, we want to get to the other side of it, right? Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much for mentioning that, and for everyone for your courage in speaking up in the class. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to come to one more comment.
I started to immediately disassociate. But there was also, like, battle, most definitely battle going on inside of me. And I didn't want to feel, and I wanted to just escape and go run out screaming from the room. And it got very, very uncomfortable, like I wanted to check out completely. Then just after this tapping round, I started to feel intense pain in my right hip, and which is something I've never really experienced physically. And my whole pelvis area just got really contracted, and I started to feel very nauseous. So, you know, I'm not quite sure right now. I'm feeling still nauseous and very conflicted. So, you know, I'm just feeling that.
Yeah. So nauseous is always about swallowing down. Right? And so I want you to kind of think about, you know, it's really great that you felt how resistant you are to going there, which is always an important thing to notice. Wow, I have a ton of resistance to doing this work, right? You wanted to run out of the room and get out of your body. And so when we feel that resistant, we're really onto something, okay? Yeah. When it feels crappy when we're doing it, I want you to think about two things, and this is for everybody. What did you swallow down? Okay, what did you have to swallow down? What about your truth? Or what about your desire to push back, or to say no, or to say yes, or to say this is who I am? What did you have to stifle and swallow down? Okay, so there's one part of it. The second part of it is really when you're feeling all the nausea, when it feels really crappy, just like if I was asking you to make a change in the moment in a relationship with somebody, where somebody, for instance, someone always steps your boundary, and I say to you, you need to go to that person and hold your ground, okay? It would feel the same way. It means that we're coming up against a vow.
Okay.
We're coming up against a vow to never, ever, ever do fill in the blank. Okay? And so if on the other side of this kind of a tapping, if we really let this energy to voice it and let it clear, if on the other side of that is total loving my body, not just loving my body, you know, loving my sexuality, loving my power, and I've made a vow to never go there, to always be wounded around this, then it'll will come up as very strong resistance. Okay, when Reese often says, when you come up against a vow, you'll feel like you want to throw up. And I've experienced that many, many times and have said to myself, dear God, like I'm trying to do something that's simple that people do all the time, like say to someone in my life, no, that's not going to work for me. And I feel like I'm going to die, you know, and that's how I know that, that those simple words for me to set a boundary with someone that I've never set a boundary with before, that it's breaking a vow for me. Okay. So I want you to think about what could be in that vow.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to come to, I think it's Ukiah, California.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Julia. And this tapping has been extremely difficult for me. I started crying before the class even started, kind of like in psychic anticipation, I think. And just in the last few minutes, I've stopped bawling. I mean, it's been really, but I have never had any physical pain or anything like that. But I've had a lot of addiction in my life and a lot of just really, you know, I had several suicide attempts. It's like there's this disgust towards myself and my body and all the pain that it carries around. I too was sexually abused as a child by several people. I was later raped as a teenager. And I just have all this, you know, this like, this huge weight, like I look at myself and, you know, the reasons that I tried to kill myself were, that I just wanted to start over. Like I just wanted a different life, just like a different, you know, fully believe in reincarnation. And I just wanted like a different deck of cards. Like I kept thinking, I can't deal with this. Like I cannot, you know, live this life and this body and this set of hurts and pains. And, you know, when I continue to feel like I just can't own myself, you know, like I can't, like I just wish I could dispose of it all together and start over.
Yeah, you know, so we call that, right, it's sort of despair, right? It's depression. It's hopeless. There's no hope. I might as well start over.
Yeah.
Right? And so when we come to that feeling, which is, you know, no, you know, there's no working with this. It's hopeless. It's helpless. I'm hapless. It's total despair. What we've done at that point is we've decided that we're not even willing to get angry anymore, to fight, right? That it's not worth it to try to fight this. And so we take the natural drive in us, which is the life force survival energy, which is a first and second chakra energy, and we refuse even that energy, okay? The part of you that would fight for your life if you were attacked, literally come out and fight for your life. It is sort of like, it's not really worth it, right? I'd rather just start over, right? So it... all of that energy to fight for your life just goes into you. It gets directed at you, and it just becomes self-loathing. Okay? And a lot of people on the class are going to relate to what you're saying, because on some level, depending, they might have different histories, but where they go is a place of really high disgust and self-loathing. So I want you to recognize that when you go to disgust and to self-loathing, you know, there's a vow in there, and the vow says, I vow to always be broken, that I am unfixable, broken, at such a deep level, had my power removed from me at such a young age, that I will always be broken. And so, does that resonate?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, and so I just want
you to... so many different ways to be broken. It's unbelievable, really.
Yeah, so I want you to keep tapping, because there's a really strange thing called negative pleasure, okay? We are meant to have energy flowing through our body powerfully. We are meant to, you know, if you took the average child and held them down with their arms crossed over their chest, they would start to struggle instantly, right? And they would start to struggle and fight. And if you didn't let them go, you would see their face get red. Their fight or flight would get triggered. They'd start to build up fear and anger to fight back. That is our natural energetic state. That energy wants to flow through your body. And when you take action in your life, it flows in a positive way. When you can't, because we've made a vow to always be broken, you still have that massive flow of energy that's got to run. So it will run through addiction, through the cycle of drama, of addiction. It will run through a cycle of self-loathing and self-hatred and story about how broken I am. When you're doing that, energy's actually running through your body. There's something that's pleasurable about that. It's a negative pleasure, all right? But there's somehow this energy and drama running through your body. It's just that it's in the dark side. Okay, so I say it this way because I want you to be able to, right now you're living it. It's 100% happening to you as real in the moment. I am broken. I have disgust in myself and my body. I want you to be able to take one step back, because there's a part of your consciousness that can, right, like Eckhart Tolle says, to actually observe a little bit. Okay? And say, there's actually a vow in me, a piece of me, a part of me that looks like me, but it's not all of me, that has made a vow to be broken, and it runs this energy. Okay, so how do we break through the feelings of despair and depression and hopelessness? We break through with anger. We break through using the energy of anger and rage. Okay, so this is really important, right? And so, you know, this is where working with a practitioner can make a life-changing difference, okay? And not just any practitioner. You'd want to work with Bethany on this, because she knows my work. If we can bring up your anger and rage and move that energy, everything will change, because that anger and rage is your I want to live energy, as opposed to your there's no point, I'm just going to keep torturing myself till I die decision. Okay, anger and rage is the fire that says I want to frickin' live. And so, go ahead.
Have a lot of anger in my life. I mean, I go from one extreme to the other, and it feels so extremely destructive. And I've been, you know, I have a 3-year-old son, and I spend most of my time with him. And unfortunately, he gets the brunt of my anger. And
because it's
really doesn't feel safe to feel it. And at the same time, it's like my body. I can't even trust my body to. Oh.
Yeah, and this is what happens, right? The anger is going to leak out where we don't want it to. It's all over the place, right? And so when we move the anger and rage in a safe setting with tapping, it moves the energy, and you get to see, often for the first time in our whole lives, that we can move the energy of anger and rage and frustration without anybody getting hurt, including us. Okay, that energy's got to be moved so it doesn't need to come out in ways that traumatize you and traumatize other people. right? And so that's the power. We work with anger, but it's a very, very different way of working with it. It's to move that energy so that you can get to the other side, which is empowerment, is always on the other side of moving the energy of anger. Okay? Right now what you have is battle. Right? Battle, you go from anger to depression, and you battle back and forth. But nothing ever gets moved. You never get to the other side. Okay, and again, I my heart goes out to you. I wish I could be there right now to give you a big hug, and I know there's a lot of people listening who want to give a lot of the people who've just talked huge energetic, you know, green heart center energy hugs. You know, there's a whole hundreds of people on this call that are hearing you right now and are sending you, I know, their most positive intention. But this is what, you know, when situations like this, to work with somebody one-on-one, even one session, can make a huge, huge difference for you because it's totally centered on you, okay? And with what you've been through, it's very easy to say it that makes sense, right? You're not dealing with just a few things that happened. You're dealing with a lot of massive, you know, the stuff that's happened to you is real. It happened to you. Right? It's real. It was horrific and painful. And if it was a movie on the screen, people would be horrified. They would be running out of the theater going, it's too painful. I can't take watching it. So it's real. It happened to you. And that experience needs to be healed within you. Okay?
Okay.
So we're all going to keep tapping and tapping for you. Okay?
Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome. I wish I could do more, right? For everyone. And so let's do another round of tapping because we're going to wrap up in the next 10 minutes. And, you know, your homework is going to be around using this last round of tapping to continue to come into your body and experience your body often for the first time in a very positive way. Okay, and what I ask you guys to commit to is for the next week to being really conscious, to catching yourself how you were talking and feeling about your body on a daily basis. Okay, any other what I call pieces of evidence that pop up in your mind of like, oh, what about that toenail fungus I have? I hate that too, right? We'll just find ourselves adding on additional pieces of evidence. We'll look in the mirror and say, you know, my butt's getting big, too big. I can't stand that about me either. So I want you to be really aware in this past week. It's only a week, so it's not forever. It's a short time frame. I want you to really catch yourself how many times you have a negative feeling or thought process about your body. Okay? And when you do it, I want you to observe it. Catch yourself doing it. Have a conscious awareness of it, okay, and do some tapping on it because that energy is running more than you think, okay? So tapping again through the points. All this intensity. Wow. My eyes are really opened right now to what I've been carrying in my body. What I've been blaming my body for, what I've been hating about myself. And it's not actually all of me. It's a piece of me. There's a part of me that runs this program, that runs this wounding, that runs this criticism of my body. It's like a record player. It's like a recording. It was created in the past. Other people put their voice on the recording. Situations added to it. I've never even really questioned this recording, this part of me that's like a recording. It's been running, and I've assumed it was real. It was me. It was the truth. My eyes are opened now, and I'm now observing that there's a part of me that actually made a vow around self-loathing, probably to protect myself. If I hate myself first, I'm less vulnerable. A part of me that made a vow to never forgive myself because I'm always broken, unfixable, not perfect. I'm observing this now, and I'm seeing how often it runs. It's running a lot. It's been running like the truth, and I'm now seeing that it might not be the truth, that I might have a space here to make a choice around this tape recorder. As I observe it, it weakens. As I observe it, I become conscious. And in the gift of consciousness, I can make a choice. The truth is, in the here, in this moment, I have a beautiful red energy field. Beautiful red energy that flows up from the earth. I'm connected to this planet all the way to the core. It flows up and becomes my body, my first chakra. It's there. It's beautiful. It's powerful. And in this present moment, I am not broken. I am completely safe. I am whole. And I am alive. This beautiful red energy, my entire first chakra, alive, vibrant, magnetic, solid, powerful. I honor my body. Got a lot of work to do here, and I'm open to doing it. The truth is, in the here and now, I am a miracle. I am alive. I want to be alive, and this is my body. I don't understand it, but it's perfect for me in this life. I'm open to feeling my body in a way I never have before. I'm open to feeling the swirling, magnetic, solid energy that makes up my body. Every cell in my body functioning miraculously. I'm open to feeling that. As I observe my negative tape recorder, I'm also going to observe my body, how it feels, the sensations, the energy, the messages. My body's always talking, and I'm open to listening. I'm open to being alive, and every cell in my body loves being alive. Every cell in my body is talking to me every day, and it's never the same thing twice, because my body is new and fresh and alive in every moment. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And I just want you to notice again how you're feeling. Okay, for some of you guys, you're going to listen to the recording a couple times, and that will bring the intensity down. Okay, and so if you were feeling pretty good before this last round, just notice how you're feeling now. Okay, it's best if we can bring the intensity down before we come into more of a positive round like that. But we did a couple things in that tapping. You know, I call that consciousness tapping, because we're really anchoring this moment of consciousness, of observing that that tape recorder isn't actually the truth. It was recorded years ago. It's got other people's voices on it, and it's always saying the same damn thing. It's never really come up with anything new. Whereas your body, your first chakra, all of your chakras, have never told you the same thing twice. You've never felt the same thing twice. You may have thought the same thing a million trillion times. You've never felt the same thing twice. And that comes from your first and second chakras. Every cell in your body is renewing itself all the time and is speaking and joyful and alive and on fire and would love to talk to you if you can let yourself feel it and hear it. Your body would love to give you a full body yes and a full body no to help you make decisions. There's so many gifts in your body. So I also said in there, in addition to observing our tape recorder when it comes up, okay, I want you to also observe your body. And I call this body consciousness tapping, okay, where I will sit, maybe I'll have my eyes closed, maybe I'm outside, maybe I'm inside. I like to sometimes do this outside if I can, okay? And I'll just tap maybe on one spot, just because that keeps me in a little bit of a meditative state, a little more focused, and become aware of my body just for 2 minutes. If the breeze blows against my skin, I let my awareness to go to every part of my body that feels that breeze. Instead of feeling it, you know, hardly at all, I'm suddenly 100% aware of the feeling of that breeze across my skin. If I'm wearing shoes, the feeling of the shoes on my feet, the feeling of my body touching the chair, the feeling of my heartbeat, even if it's for a minute or two, just being conscious of my body. And if you do this a few times, you'll actually start to feel energy moving in your body. And I have to tell you that over time, it is a miraculous change and how we can turn off that tape recorder and not only come to neutral, but actually to have that tape recorder in our head start to say positive things. Okay, awesome, good job, way to go, you look great. It's amazing when that's what goes on in your head. Okay, and so if I can get there, you can get there. If I can turn off my what I had, which was a constant, shocking stream of negative self-talk about how I looked and my body and this and that and everything. If I can do it, you can do it. And consciousness for me means when it comes up, I notice it, okay? And I sit with it, and I notice it, and I'll tap about it. Sometimes I don't need to tap about it. Sometimes consciousness is the healing in itself. It's noticing it. I'm going to come to Denver, Colorado, and go ahead. Colorado.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Margaret. Great to be with you again. And, boy, what an incredible thing. I've been going through 3 years of so-called arthritis pain and so forth, and then years before that, lots of years of meditation, hanging out in my sixth and seventh chakra, really wanting really bad to get out of my body. And I realized the tapping today started with an eight, went down to a six, and I feel myself like, you know, like the reins on a horse, trying to hold the energy from actually moving into my my first chakra. It's just it's like half of my energy is out of my body, and half of my energy is trying to scream towards my first chakra and get really aware of the red energy of the earth. I fight that from standpoint of really trying to stay in my body because I just want to fly away.
Yeah, you know, so a couple of things, right? We don't have to be all or nothing, right? And so I want you to give yourself permission that this isn't something that you have to, like, fix and then forever you're locked in your body, right? Mm-hmm. You're the type of person who is naturally drawn to be up and in your sixth and seventh chakra, and that's always probably going to be a fun place for you, okay? And that's always going to be that way, right? You love being up there, okay? but there's also some balance, right? So there's times in our life, and often the things that are kind of messed up in our life usually kind of can connect to this is the way I block my progress in life, is that I can't come down into my body. I can't just say, well, I've had a great time in my seventh chakra, but right now I've got to deal with money, for example.
Yeah.
So I need to come into my body and into it in a really solid way. Or I need to be present in a relationship with someone I love, right? I need to be there for them or be intimate. And so it's knowing that it's okay. You know, you come into your body for a minute and then leave again. It's your choice. Right? We don't have to do it all overnight and be, you know, oh my God, I've got to somehow let this go and get into my body and stay there, right? It's knowing that our chakras are flowing and opening and closing all the time, right? Do you want to, is it great to have, for you to be able to come into your body more? Are you getting messages from your body in the form of arthritis that your body wants you to listen to? Yeah, because you kind of have to listen to the pain, right? It's loud.
I have no choice.
Yeah, so I want you to be a little easier on yourself with it, you know, that I can come into my body for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe halfway.
I just went down to a two.
Yeah, and then when I feel like leaving my body again, I love doing that, and that's okay. Okay.
Right.
But I'm going to make a commitment to, you know, to dealing with the solid things and people in my life. Because when you're not in your body, it's often hard on the people we're in primary relationships with.
It truly is.
They're like, hey, can you be in your body for a second, right? You know, Reese is a creative idealist, so he loves to be in his seventh chakra, and he could have that primary. He could live in his thoughts for, you know, for 3 days and realize, wow, I haven't eaten or slept in 3 days,
uh-huh.
Right? And so it's okay, but you want to, you know, be easy with yourself that coming into your body is something that's great for you, that's going to bring balance into your life, that's going to probably be the cure to some of the issues that you probably, the way you block yourself in life, right? And it's okay that it's not going to be a place that, you know, you're not going to be turned into one of these people who is, like, totally grounded all the time.
Ooh, we don't want that.
That's not really your gift. Your gift is your seventh chakra. But you got to come into your body to share that gift, don't you?
You sure do.
Otherwise, you're meditating up in Tibet in a cave.
We don't want to be there. It's too cold. All right.
Right. And go there for a couple of months, then come home, then go back.
Right? That's right.
Awesome. Great comment. Thanks. it's very enlightening, both for ourselves and also when we sometimes look out at the world and other people, right? Because when you've done this work, your ability, you know, your as I say, your personal power, you have a massive increase in personal power, in solidity, in presence, true presence in your body, and you will start to notice how unlikely it is to find that out in the world, right?
Yeah.
You might even start to notice that there's certain spiritual people or spiritual teachers that you follow that don't have a lot of, that do have issues with their first chakra, right? They're always sick or they don't have enough money or, you know, they have, they're extremely overweight or unhealthy, and you think, wow, you know, how can they be so spiritual, and have so many physical issues?
Well, right.
Right? This is how, because we can be really, really spiritual, but really unconscious of what's going on at the most basic level, which, you know, which is our first chakra. So you know, it affects you, and it's also going to bring a level of consciousness as you come out into the world, both as far as seeing things in other people and having compassion as you do so.
Yeah.
Right? Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your feedback. Again, I apologize about the garbled audio. I've never had that happen with this fabulous service I use. Okay, so thanks, everybody. Great class.